So we talk a lot about inflation the last couple of weeks, but we always talk about retirement and planning for retirement. And when inflation is rising, that can make things a little tricky. Let's bring in Bill Van Sant, Girard Managing Director of Relationship Development, to help us understand where to go. This is, by the way, part of our retirement series brought to you by Fidelity Investments. Thank you for joining us, Bill.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on, Adam.
Good to have you back. So when we talk about inflation, as someone planning for retirement, do we all approach this differently, especially if you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s? I mean, imagine the inflation specter is much more worrisome for someone in their 60s.
Oh, no doubt. Absolutely. And I think you're right, because a lot of retirees that we work with, they're used to now healthcare expenses going up double digits, and they're kind of factoring that in. And it becomes much more real to them as they're within that sort of retirement red zone of about 5 years or so that they've seen now, maybe their parents go through that. This recent bout of inflation, though, you know, I think they haven't absorbed that yet. And that's what we're trying to plan for. But it definitely becomes more of a talking point as you approach retirement.
So, Bill, as you do plan for that, I guess, what kind of adjustments do you make to better position your clients to deal with inflation that we're seeing today?
Well, across the entire spectrum, Adam just talked about folks that are younger. I always say to folks, I never had an individual say to me in retirement, hey, I saved too much for retirement. So your time in the market is much more important than trying to time the market. So consistently investing, making sure retirement savings is a priority. And then at the point where you need that, yeah, right now that cost of living is certainly higher. And I tell clients, it's the carrying cost of some of their lifestyle. You know, if electricity, utilities are going up for their home, gas is up, and people are seeing that now. And you have to prepare for that, whether it's keeping a little more cash on hand in the bank, or maybe tilting some of the portfolio to something a bit more income producing versus growth, which has been very hot over the last several years. There's ways that we can do that to have the clients a bit more comfortable in retirement.
I love that you talk about shifting to something that's income producing. I immediately go to, and I'm like a broken record, annuities. And I'm talking about the 60 plus crowd that may choose to annuitize a portion of what's grown over 30 years in their 401ks. That becomes a little trickier, though, in this kind of environment, right?
It does. And it's a great point, Adam. Annuities can serve a purpose for some folks because you can take a portion of the portfolio and annuitize it to solve for an amount that you need every month. But with now costs going up, that amount now has gone up. So, and it's hard once you do that with many annuities, once you turn that switch on, it's hard to turn back off. So you're limited in as far as the flexibility. So we have to be creative in other ways. But the really cool thing about the industry is we have many solutions and tools available to solve for that number that is always changing.
But what, in your conversations with your clients, I guess, what's the typical mistake or the most popular mistake that people made other than simply just not saving enough for retirement?
Yeah, I would say, good question. It would be trying to time certain investments. Like even right now, for even investors that are a little further away from retirement, saying, well, I don't know if I should continue to put in my 401k because markets are close to all-time highs. And I just, you know, I really do have to say, we have to look at this as a marathon, not a sprint. When you can spend almost a third of your life in retirement, money's going to have to last for a while. So let's not think of market highs or lows. Let's just get on a consistent plan of getting monies committed to an investment. And that has proven historically to be the best approach for investors.